Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we're diving into the YouTube algorithm for 2026, specifically how to optimize your thumbnails. Absolutely. And I'm really excited about this topic because I think a lot of creators are still stuck in old habits, right? Like just throwing up the loudest, craziest image they can find. Exactly. That approach is so outdated now. The current landscape is all about crafting thumbnails that actually deliver value and entice viewers to stick around, not just click. So what's changed with the algorithm in 2026? How are thumbnails being evaluated differently? Great question. The YouTube algorithm now prioritizes watch time over just raw clicks. In the past, if people clicked your video, YouTube would push it out more. But that led to a lot of clickbait, where viewers would click and then leave almost immediately because the content didn't match the thumbnail. Oh wow, that's actually really interesting. So now it's not enough to just get someone to click, you have to keep them engaged. Exactly. So if your thumbnail gets lots of clicks, but people leave after 10 seconds, YouTube will stop suggesting your video. This is a major reason why many creators see a drop in views, especially those who haven't adapted to these changes. Makes sense. I can imagine how frustrating it must be for creators who spend hours designing only to find out their click rate is only around 2%. Right? It's painful to watch. The truth is, top creators achieve click-through rates of around 5% to 10% through systematic testing. Meanwhile, average channels are stuck at 3% or 4%. So how do you go about improving that click rate? First, you need to move fast. If your video drops below a 6% click rate, that's a red flag. You need to make adjustments within 48 hours. Wow, that sounds like a lot of pressure. What's your pro tip for creators here? Always have a backup thumbnail ready before you hit publish. If your initial design doesn't perform in the first few hours, you can swap it out without panicking. That's a smart strategy. Now, I've heard YouTube is allowing A/B testing for thumbnails. How does that work? Yes, this is one of the biggest updates. YouTube now lets you test up to 3 different thumbnails at once. Instead of guessing what your audience will like, the algorithm will help determine the best option based on actual viewer behavior and watch time. That's incredible. So it's like letting the data do the heavy lifting for you. Exactly. You upload 3 variations and the algorithm tests them against different viewer groups. The winner is determined by the one that generates the most watch time share. Love that. Now, let's talk about quality. I heard the thumbnail upload limit has increased too? Yes. YouTube has raised it from 2 megabytes to 50 megabytes, which means you can now fully support 4K resolution thumbnails. More people are watching on large TV screens, so you want your image to look sharp, not pixelated. But that could be a headache for some creators, right? Especially those with basic computers? Definitely. Editing large files with many layers can be tough on basic laptops. That's why we recommend using online tools like Banana Thumbnail, which can help manage the heavy lifting without crashing your system. So it really streamlines the process. Now, what about design trends for these thumbnails? Great question. Right now, darker, highly saturated colors are trending, along with asymmetric designs. It's all about catching the viewer's eye. And facial expressions are crucial too. Genuine emotions like surprise are showing up a lot in successful thumbnails. So just a generic smile might not cut it anymore? Exactly. Surprise and happiness are the top expressions in thumbnails, but they need to feel authentic. Got it. Now titles are also crucial, right? I've heard they need to match the thumbnail closely. Yes, the algorithm looks at your title and thumbnail as a cohesive package. If your thumbnail promises excitement, but the title sounds dull, it confuses viewers, and they click away. What's the ideal length for titles? Aim for 41 to 60 characters. Long titles often get cut off on mobile devices, which is where 70% of YouTube traffic comes from. Wow, I didn't realize mobile traffic was that high. That makes designing for different screens even more important. Absolutely. You need to balance readability on small screens with clarity on larger TVs. Your thumbnail should be eye-catching, but also easy to read and understand. So what happens if a video flops right after you publish it? If you see a click rate below 6%, don't just let it die. You need to intervene quickly. Test different variants and keep an eye on your analytics. That's a solid approach. It sounds like you really have to stay on top of things. For sure. And don't forget to use the community tab. It's a great way to engage with your audience and keep them informed about new content. So to sum it up, keep your thumbnails engaging, test your designs, and don't let your videos languish if they're not performing well. Exactly. Follow these tips, and you'll set yourself up for success in this evolving landscape. Well, that's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.